Haiti gets shaken by an earthquake, and God. The Warm Heart of Africa opens doors for the gospel, and Women Network for Kingdom Building in Ethiopia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Another 4.7 aftershock hit Haiti yesterday, but Haitians appear to be more spiritually shaken than anything else. Missionaries Brian and Sarah Benich have been in Haiti with Touch Global for the past several weeks, distributing aid, but have recently witnessed a phenomenon.
Last weekend, revival broke out, and pastors agree on that. Missionaries who've been here long-term report it as being a never-before-seen event. This weekend, a week later, you heard spontaneous praise meetings bursting out all over.
Sarah says this revival is the real hope to restore Haiti.
As much as the earth shook, God is shaking and moving among people. And the hope for Haiti, the hope for any land, is the people of God.
Touch Global is committed to staying in Haiti long term to come alongside the many new believers and continue providing aid. Pray God will revive Haiti. Next, food, water, and medicine continues to be a great need in Haiti. However, because of the massive amount of destruction, there's another need. President of Bright Hope International is Craig Dyer.
The great need right now we see beyond food is tents, because the rainy season's coming. People are living outdoors under sheets and tarps, and we need to get them something that will keep them dry over the coming rainy season.
Dyer is committed to purchasing 500 tents for two communities. They've already raised enough money for 237. A gift of $100 will purchase a tent that will allow the local church to distribute them along with food, water, and other essential aid. Dyer says this aid is strategic.
What we want to do is just resource the Christians that are there to be the church, to be the hands and feet of Christ at this moment, and let God work in the hearts of people that he's chosen and that are willing to come to him.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A decade changes a lot in ministry, especially in one developing nation known as the Warm Heart of Africa. The innate friendliness of the people was a perfect fit for outreach, says Grace Ministries International Sam Vinton.
We began going into villages and holding crusades, and in the process of people coming to the Lord, you also would find Christian people who were maybe school teachers. And then we began just discipling.
Training involves module programs for church leaders. Through this method, preaching points eventually became church plants.
A missionary in Malawi took him out doing evangelism. He taught him in the morning, and in the afternoon he takes him out into the village witnessing.
Vinton says these new church ministries are becoming more independent.
They have chosen now what we would call the first full church board that represents these churches, and we continue to train men. We do not have a Bible school in that country yet, but these are men who are being trained through literature and special seminars.
Elsewhere, Women of Global Action is a network encompassing over 150,000 Christian women leaders around the world. Together, they educate women on how best to influence their world with God's love as they address the issues of injustice affecting women and girls. Their team in Ethiopia is asking for prayer as they work with AIDS-affected widows, orphans, the poor, microenterprise, and as they share the hope of Christ through several other ministry outreaches with Beza International Ministry. And members of the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, are on the front lines of the HIV crisis in Zimbabwe. The Stevens say TEAM Zimbabwe has developed a new HIV initiative study and is actively recruiting for it. Roughly 15% of Zimbabwe's population are AIDS orphans or widows. Pray for the TEAM as they act as the hands and feet of Christ at Karanda Hospital. They're hoping to open doors for ministry through the hospital's HIV/AIDS treatment program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures. Tell people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.